Greetings in Jesus' name on this 20th day of March, the year of our Lord 2024. What a joy it is to come to the Radio Mic again on this wonderful Wednesday, and we're making the broadcast, pre-recording them, as our family's away on vacation up in the mountains of Maine. Thank you for praying for us, that God would strengthen us and encourage us and refresh our minds as we relax our bodies and trust the Lord for the coming days. Certainly, He has been very good to us, and we give Him the glory for all that He has done. These Wednesdays prove to be a great blessing and an encouragement. As you think about what a joy it is to go to the house of God, many of you do Wednesdays, many of you do Thursday services, and our services are usually packed out. God is blessing, and I'm telling you, it's a thrill to be able to be a part of all that God is doing in these Wednesday meetings. And I'm preaching through the book of Proverbs. I've made my way all the way up to chapter number 11. And I think I've been preaching in there for probably about a year or more. And God is doing a great, great work. And we appreciate the good blessings of the Lord in these Wednesday meetings. And I wouldn't trade it for anything. Way better than basketball, way better than soccer, way better than ballet, way better than jiu-jitsu, way better than kung fu, way better than all of them, because you get to hear the Word of God preached and to sing songs of Zion. Let's find ourselves in the house of God on Wednesday night. In your Bibles today, I want you to look with me back in this great passage of Scripture that we're plowing through in John chapter number 20, and today we're in verse 26. On Monday, we talked about the importance of being in a place where Jesus comes and manifests His presence. And then on yesterday, we talked about the importance of not putting accept clauses on the Lord Jesus Christ, where Thomas said, "Except I do all the experience, all these things, I will not believe." And now 8 days later, eight's the number of new beginning, and the disciples are together, and the good news is Thomas is with them. 8 days later, there's going to be a brand new beginning in Thomas's life. And I think it's just exceptional to understand that Jesus always is interested in giving us brand new beginnings. And here Thomas is with him. Then came Jesus, the doors being shut, and stood in the midst and said, "Peace be unto you." Well, some of the greatest words that these men and Thomas could have ever heard was these four words, "Peace be unto you." People today are so suffering from so many things in their mind and so many things in their bodies, and their life is filled with literal turmoil. And Jesus says to these disciples, "Peace be unto you." I've got good news for all of you today. Jesus is saying the same thing to us. Thank God Almighty. Woo! Hallelujah. He's saying, "Peace be unto you." I need to hear that word today. I need to hear the words of Christ when He says, "Peace be unto you." Then saith He to Thomas, thank God, He did not forget about Thomas. Even though Thomas put all these parameters, said, "Except I put my fingers in the nail prints, and except I touch your side, and unless I thrust my hand in your side, I'm not going to believe." And Jesus could have wrote Thomas off. But thank God today that He didn't write Thomas off. But He said, "Thomas, reach hither thy finger, and behold my hands, and reach hither thy hand, and thrust it into my side, and be not faithless, but believing." And Thomas answered and said unto Him, "My Lord and my God." Woo-hoo! Hallelujah! Glory to God! Everything changed in Thomas's life. Jesus met Thomas at his point of need, and Thomas simply said, "My Lord and my God." I wonder, dear friend, today, are you filled with doubt? Are you filled with delusion? Are you discouraged? Are you despondent? Are you depressed? Jesus will meet with you again. It might be 8 days later. Eight's the number of new beginning. It might be a new beginning in your life when Jesus meets with you, and you can just step aside and say, "My Lord and my God." and your life can be transformed just like Thomas's was. You've been listening to this Wednesday edition of the Wings with the Word radio broadcast. Please send all correspondence to tbell@metrocast.net. God bless you. Have a wonderful Christ-filled day, and we'll talk to you once again on tomorrow.